time now for your letters. And first, a parting thought about Filene's Basement. Attention, shoppers, the Boston retailer is shutting its doors for good. Yesterday, we heard from many of its loyal customers, including Jean-Pierre Onzedi.
You know, you can go to Filene's Basement, you walk in with regular clothes, you come out with Canali. And you become like one of the super rich.
Well, Mary Hart of Dalton, Pennsylvania, says that she can still feel the thrill of emerging from the MTA and the crush of the crowd at Filene's Basement's front doors, or the B, as she calls it. She goes on to write, "My sister's biggest find was one of the Neiman Marcus bargains. Her gown for her engagement portrait in 1956 had its $275 price tag firmly attached. The markdown price? $25. No wonder we Bostonians love the Bee."
Earlier this week, I talked to Andrea Blaugrund-Nevins about a new documentary called The Other F-Word. That would be fatherhood. It's the story of a group of punk rock performers making the transition from rebel to responsible family man. Well, Joe Thomas of Coopville, Washington, wants to make one thing clear. Though punk rock appeals to angry teenagers, it's not just for teens, he says. He writes this: "This music has been around for 35-plus years. Do you think everyone grew out of it? Do people stop listening to Miles, Gershwin, or anti-everything Dylan? No, some do, and I feel sorry for them."
We'll never stop listening to you, so keep writing. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.